知行英语 Listen and share.
Lucy's letters. 露西的信。In this small town, my family and I had lived at several places before settling down in a house on Pennsylvania Avenue. A very quiet neighborhood.My folks quickly made friends with those all around. In the house on the left of ours lived an old woman named Lucy. She and my parents got along splendidly. Her husband had died about 2 years prior. Having no family close by, we became sort of surrogate family.Lucy and her husband had bought their house and property in the 1940s. Her husband loved to tinker around the house and yard, but the yard was his real passion. He gave meticulous care all year long, while she would type letters to distant relatives about the progress being made. Lucy's husband brought the yard to a beautiful state.Everybody admired and remarked it on its condition. When he died, Lucy thought it befitting to spread his ashes in the backyard, the place where he had spent countless hours. But after some time, Lucy was convinced that her husband had come back to his yard. She was especially frightened of the sprawling backyard where he had spent many daylight hours.Lucy would tell us of hearing the sound of footsteps coming across the grass or of someone or something tapping her on the shoulder. So she would try and avoid that area stating simply, "It just spooks me out."在我们居住的这个小镇上，我家已经搬了好几个地方，直到我们终于在宾夕法尼亚大街的一所房子安定下来。这里的邻居都很平易近人，很快父亲母亲就和他们交上了朋友。我家左边住着一位老太太，名字叫 Lucy， 我们的关系相处得尤其的好。她丈夫两年前去世了，附近也没有其他家人，我家就几乎成了他的代理人。 Lucy 夫妇在40年代就买下了这所房子和土地，她丈夫很喜欢把房子和屋后的小院粗粗拉拉地修补一番，但是那个小院可是她生命中的寄托。多年来，她精心地照料着院子里的一草一木，而 Lucy 就在院里给远方的亲戚写信，讲述这边生活的点点滴滴。小院在 Lucy 丈夫的打理之下显得格外漂亮，人们都不免对那里品头论足，夸奖称赞一番。她去世以后， Lucy 决定就把她的骨灰撒在这个占据了她生命中无数时间的院子里。但是一段时间过后， Lucy 确信她丈夫又回到了她的小院。而此时，这个曾经让他日夜不离的地方已经是杂草丛生， Lucy 觉得很害怕。他告诉我们说，听到了有脚步声在院里的草坪上踱来踱去，还感觉到有人或什么东西轻轻地拍他的肩膀，于是他再也不到那个闹鬼的地方去。 讲解一下相关的语言点。Pennsylvania Avenue, 宾夕法尼亚大街。AVE 是 Avenue 的缩写，意思是大街。Having no family close by, 附近没有家人了。Close by 在什么什么近旁，这里就是说在身边。Surrogate, S-U-R-R-O-G-A-T-E, 代理人。Meticulous, M-E-T-I-C-U-L-O-U-S, 小心翼翼的。Remark it on its condition, condition 的意思不单单是条件，还有情形状况的意思，例如 The house is in a good condition, 房子状况良好。Be convinced that, 确信承认。如果后面不是跟从句，也可以是 be convinced of something, 意思是一样的。Over the next several years were lonely times for Lucy. We often had her at our house for family functions, but it didn't quite make up for losing a loved one. She spent the majority of her time typing letters on an old typewriter to family and friends. During the spring and summer months, when we had our windows open, we could hear her busily typing away.When Lucy died, the house remained vacant for a long time. Before the new owners were to take over, my father did some repair work inside. He often said he heard footsteps on the old hardwood floors. But we all knew something was happening when we hear the unmistakable striking of typing writer keys. Lucy had come back to type her ghostly letters.I guess you could say that neither Lucy nor her husband was going to give up the thing they loved the most. Lucy 就这样孤孤单单地生活着。我们经常请她来参加我们的家庭会议，但是这对于失去爱人的他来说是于事无补的。他依然成天地用那台古老的打字机给家人和朋友写信。春天夏天的时候，只要我们一打开窗户，便能听到打字机忙碌的声音。Lucy 去世后，房子空了好长一段时间。新房东搬进去之前，父亲进去做了一些修缮的工作。他说经常听到有人在老的硬木地板上走路的声音。我们也都知道那里确实是发生了什么，因为我们又听见了熟悉的打字机发出的声音。 Lucy 回来写信了。你应该会说 Lucy 夫妇都割舍不下他们一生中的挚爱吧。我想是这样的。Had her at our house for family functions. 邀请她来我们家参与家庭事宜的讨论。字面意思是这样，因此翻译的时候引申为参加家庭会议。Spent the majority of her time typing letters. Spend 有个固定的搭配是 spend on doing something， 花费时间做什么。但是在实用中 on 是可以省略的，因此就出现了这句话的用法 spend typing。 Make up for 补偿弥补。 Take over 接手接管。 Unmistakable U-N-M-I-S-T-A-K-A-B-L-E 不会弄错的，例如 The slogans were unmistakable， 口号明确无误。 Neither Lucy nor her husband 词组 neither nor 既不也不，例如 neither you nor I am wrong， 你和我都没有错。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。